This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I respect the rights of private businesses to determine whether or not they want to have customers carry guns on their premises. I do. Just as they should probably respect my rights to decide I'm not going to spend any coin with them. And typically, the way I would know this is by a sign posted on the door of their establishment telling me that they don't want my gun inside their establishment, that and which also tells me they don't want my business or the business of 130 some odd million people like me. What's irritating, though, is when they try to be cute. Like, for example, Costco. Costco is a gun-free zone. They have gun-free policies. Although, like at my Costco here in the upstate of South Carolina, which I am not a member of now, there's no sign on the door. There's no sign saying this, it's gun-free zone. Now, if they detect, and see, here's the thing. I can only carry concealed in South Carolina. So, if they detect that I have a gun, they're going to make a big show out of escorting me out. I haven't broken any laws because the only thing that can keep me, this is about a policy. This is not about a law. Whole Foods. Whole Foods as a company is a gun-free zone. However, I shop in the Whole Foods around here often, and they don't have any signs up on the door either. This is them being cute. I don't know why they don't do it. Maybe it's because around here, anyway, it'd be sort of stupid and sort of alienating a bunch of customers. But then we have this, and this is my harbinger. This is my sign. This is my sign that it's time to get hostile and agile and mobile. Because you see, the Cracker Barrel has a hidden anti-gun policy too. This only came to light after they publicly humiliated a man in Dalton, Georgia, where they can open carry, who had a revolver on his hip. A Dalton man says he was asked to leave a Cracker Barrel restaurant when managers spotted him carrying a handgun. He said there was no sign posted stating guns are not allowed on the property. Now he wants answers about why he was asked to leave. Shane Frank says he went to the Cracker Barrel in Dalton to purchase Mother's Day cards. He says two managers escorted him out because he was carrying a gun he believes he had every right to take with him into the building. This revolver is what triggered managers at the Dalton Cracker Barrel to escort Shane Franks out of the building Monday. Franks says he was legally carrying the gun on his hip when management asked him to leave. If the business does not want you to carry a firearm, they are asked to make that known, said Franks. Franks said there was no signpost to telling him he couldn't take the gun in until after he returned without the weapon. When I came back, there was a paper sign and place on it there, and it said, unless you are law enforcement, you're not supposed to have a firearm. Georgia's Safe Carry Protection Act says it's legal for licensed gun owners to carry in schools, churches, bars, and even some government buildings. Private businesses have the right to decide if they want guns on their property. And for a law-abiding citizen, that's confusing. You know, he thinks he's obeying the law, walks in, gets sworn in front of everyone for doing what he thinks he's allowed to do. Which, by the way, if the gun grabbers were correct about the way we are, when that happens, of course, we would blow the Cracker Barrel managers clean out of their Cracker Barrel socks. When Channel 3 in Dalton visited Cracker Barrel Friday, the makeshift sign was no longer in the window. A manager referred them to a corporate spokesperson who denied their request for a statement. But a customer service representative told Channel 3 if a gun is seen on any Cracker Barrel property, the owner will be asked to return to their vehicle. Franks says he got a similar response. It's our policy. No one carries on the premise. Franks said, you don't have any signs. He said, well, the manager said, well, that's our decision also. We don't put up signs. So apparently the Cracker Barrel policy is not to let gun owners know they are anti-open carry and then publicly embarrass open carriers for violating a policy that the company seems purposely kept hidden to avoid blowback. Cracker Barrel. Let's spread the word on Cracker Barrel. They are now listed as NFE, as in not effing ever will I go to Cracker Barrel again. I've been in there many times carrying a gun. Of course, I carry concealed. Law of the state. So concealed means concealed, and I conceal. However, I'm not, you know, do you realize how much brass it takes to walk up on an armed man and say, you can't be here? I mean, they're to be commended. I mean, that kind of arrogance, you just don't overlook that. That's some good arrogance they got going on there. Walking up to a gun guy with a gun on his hip and escorting him out like he's, when he's committed no crime. When he's doing everything legal, and they are not abiding by the law. Until that moment when they decide that now they have to abide by the law. So, another one of these. Another one of these things. I have, all of these companies that have this unwritten policy, I hate to tell you guys this, I carry a gun into you every time I walk in. Whole Foods, Bill's armed. Costco, when I used to go in there. You know what, Costco, when I used to deliver to you, armed. Your policies are things you put on paper. And, you know, on the off chance that you spot somebody with one and then you talk them out of the store and everything, that's that you had an incredibly good day. But it's not going to be any different because if somebody really wanted to hurt you, well, you'd be hurt. You'd be hurt. And that's not going to happen with anybody I know. It's not going to happen with me. But maybe, seeing as how you're walking up on somebody armed, maybe, just maybe, it might be prudent to be just a smidge respectful. You know, just me thinking, you know. Before Rob Morris and Paul Lathrop got the title of their podcast, it was actually a very true saying. The saying is that an armed society is a polite society. And I guess the opposite is true for an arrogant society, I guess. I don't know. The countdown is happening. We are, let's see, we're going to be leaving a week from tomorrow. We are packing. Well, no, we'll be leaving Thursday morning. Yeah. That's coming up. All of you people that are going to be in the Louisville, Kentucky area, if you're going to the NRA meetup, come meet me. I'll be at 6517 with Second Call Defense. I want to meet you. In the meantime, though, we're going to be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. Coming out of Chicago, there was a gangbanger, 16-year-old gangbanger named Pierre Lurie. He was shot and killed after allegedly pointing a gun at a Chicago police officer. Instead of just letting him be dead, a couple of rioters decided to look at his life. Not a bad idea. Pierre Lurie talked about going to college and becoming an engineer, yet he skipped classes for nearly a year in high school. He encouraged his little brother to stay in sports and out of the gangs, yet he claimed to have joined the New Breeds around the age of 10. He spent hours recording rap music in a converted bedroom closet, but toward the end of his short life, his Facebook postings show him posing with guns, cash, and drugs, and talking of chasing rival dealers off his block. Still, his family and friends never imagined he would die in an alley not far from his home at age 16, shot and killed by a Chicago police officer last month, after allegedly threatening him with a gun. His stepfather, Vantrese Frazier, said he was becoming a man. You know, every teenage boy makes mistakes and did stuff they ain't supposed to do, but you've got to learn from that. Well, you know, I wasn't a drug dealer at 16. Since his death, April the 11th, the Tribune has interviewed Lurie's family and friends and reviewed his juvenile court records and social media postings to tell his story. It's one that fits many teens who grow up in Chicago's toughest neighborhoods, neighborhoods that are getting even more violent and offering even tougher lessons. Now, there are indeed a lot of lessons to be learned from the short and violent life of Pierre Lurie. And the views espoused from his family and friends. And they betray a worldview that is utterly alien to most Americans in which thug life is justified. Law enforcement and the criminal justice system is viewed as the enemy and in which law-abiding citizens are viewed as prey. Now, when you see supporters of gun control railing about gun violence, they are, as a matter of objective fact, lying. They're lying. There's no such thing as gun violence anymore. There is knife violence or stick violence or fist and foot violence. What we have is a subculture that has little to no concern for their fellow man. And it doesn't matter if there's guns present or not. That's the thing that they miss. They miss the part where it doesn't matter about guns. Guns are just a tool. These are not good citizens. They live a predatory lifestyle. They look upon the decent law-abiding citizens that make up the majority of our population as prey, as sheep, to be attacked and exploited. I've talked about this over and over again, this mindset, where in these small, incredibly lawless enclaves in cities and towns around the nation, as hyper-violent as parts of Chicago, Detroit, Memphis, New Orleans, St. Louis, and other cities can be, when you start looking at block-by-block maps, the violence tends to be incredibly isolated. There's a site, and Ben, can I use the derogatory term for donkey?
Yes, you can.
Okay, the name of the site is Hey Jackass. A site dedicated to tracking the violence of Chicago shows the majority of our nation's on-again, off-again murder capital. Isn't that violent? It's just five neighborhoods, Austin, Inglewood, Garfield Park, Humboldt Park, and New City, account for most of the criminal homicides. They've even got a map with a legend showing where you have homicides, double homicides, triple plus homicides, and police involved. Why wouldn't that be with all of them? Yeah, it is with all of them. And in those neighborhoods, police are involved a lot. Now, politicians really had a serious, sincere interest in dramatically reducing the already historical low level of violence in the United States today. They'd spend their time and energy focusing on changing the thug culture in these isolated areas and leave the rest of us alone. Denying the rest of the nation access to guns because of the serially violent actions of a tiny subculture is the worst kind of exploitation by some of our political class, and they should be denounced for attacking the law-abiding majority instead of attempting to change the hyper-violent and isolated minority responsible for most gang-related crime. But remember, we are working on this. No longer can we say felon or convict because we have to worry about their feelings. We have to worry about their esteem. We don't have to worry about what they do because that is apparently not part and parcel of it. We just have to worry about the words. And is it a tragedy about Pierre Lurie? It is, without a doubt. However, and this is going to sound bad, but if you're in an area like this where you have high crime, maybe you tell your kids not to point guns at cops. Maybe you tell your children not to run from them and just simply comply. Maybe you try to do things where they're not drug pushers. And you definitely never, ever justify crime. Don't come to me and justify crime. I'm one of the ones you look at as prey, except I'm the kind of prey that bites back. I only look like prey. I'm not really prey. Now, if I start moving on you, you might consider wanting to prey. Because if I get put in that position, this is not going to be something that I was looking for. It's not going to be something I sought. I don't want to be involved in it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone, lawmakers. Leave me alone, predators. I'll be good. I'll be good to go if you guys can simply do that. Otherwise, something's going to rear up. Something is going to rear up, and nobody's going to like that. I'm not going to like it. They definitely won't. So, I mean, you know. I'm just trying to keep the peace. Ah, golly gee. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, Hillary Clinton continues willingly to ignore federal firearms law, which is not surprising because she also, you know, she committed espionage about 20 times. So why would she pay attention to anything else? She's already there. She's a lawbreaker, too. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right. Here we go again. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hillary Clinton. I was asked a question about her today. And I had an answer. Last week in a town hall with MSNBC, she said her efforts to enact gun control would start on her very first day as president. This week, she said, can Clinton make, Washington Post article titled, Can Clinton Make Good on Immigration and Guns, shed some light on her anti-gun plans. Rather than rely on the quaint notion that the legislative branch should be relied on to legislate, she appears intent on bypassing Congress and pursuing her gun control agenda by executive fiat. Describing her strategy, the article notes that Clinton and her allies in and out of Congress are gradually building a legislative agenda. They would focus on immigration issues in Congress while mostly relying on the executive power of the presidency to further gun restrictions that would have little chance of becoming law. Later on, they elaborate on one of the contemplated executive measures, stating Clinton would go further than Obama to broaden requirements for background checks and narrow loopholes that allow largely unrestricted trafficking of guns online. This is followed by a quote from Clinton campaign press secretary Brian Fallon, who told the Post, building on the steps pursued by Obama, Secretary Clinton will take administrative action to require that any person attempting to sell a significant number of guns be deemed in the business of selling firearms. The contours of the plan to restrict the private transfer of firearms are unclear, however, and even more hazy is just where she thinks she would obtain the authority for this action. In January, Obama announced a series of executive actions on gun control. Centerpiece of the highly publicized effort was the issuance of ATF guidance clarifying when an individual must obtain a federal firearms license and thus transfer firearms pursuant to a background check. At the time, the Obama administration made perfectly clear that they were doing everything within their lawful authority to pursue gun control administratively. Just prior to the announcement of the new measures, Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz said of Obama's gun control efforts, he has asked his team to scrub existing legal authorities to see if there's any additional action we can take administratively. The president has made it clear he's not satisfied with where we are and expects that work to be completed soon. In remarks announcing the new actions, which basically amounted to not much, Obama stated, we're going to do everything we can to ensure the smart and effective enforcement of gun safety laws that are already on the books. Further, a press release that accompanied the announcement of those measures stated, the president and vice president are committed to using every tool at the administration's disposal to reduce gun violence. All of this came after Obama's earlier high-profile administrative gun control efforts, which were announced in January of 2013. Following the shooting in Newtown, Obama convened a task force led by Vice President Joe Biden, and I don't think not too many pro-gun people. And they wanted to offer gun control recommendations, including measures they thought would be within the president's authority to pursue unilaterally. After an extensive effort, the administration adopted 23 executive actions. Obama said of the task force proposals, I intend to use whatever weight this office holds to make them a reality. Now, whether certain aspects of the Obama administration's executive gun control measures fall within their legitimate authority is a sort of a highly contested matter. However, from their statements, it is abundantly clear that the Obama team has sought to reach the outer limits of their authority to regulate guns under current federal law. The fact that Clinton believes she could do even more suggests that he and her and her team either do not understand federal firearms law or they're willing to go beyond what even the anti-gun Obama administration considers a legitimate use of executive authority, which is a little brazen when you think about it. This is nothing new for the Clintons to use that sort of perversion of federal firearms law. In 1998, President Bill Clinton used the Gun Control Act's oft-abused sporting purposes test to prohibit the importation of 58 types of rifles. Prior to the ban, then White House policy analyst Jose Cerda said, we're taking the law and bending it as far as we can to capture a whole new class of guns. And this is all to show that getting involved in this year's elections is now more than more important than ever. To find out more, you know, if you're not a member of something, go join something. Vote. That would help. A lot of things you can do. Sitting on the sidelines is not going to be one of them. I was asked today what I felt about the current presidential climate, and it's an interesting time, to say the least. Trump is not and has not been, over the course of time, what I would call a stalwart gun guy. I'm not really sure. Now, he says that the Second Amendment is very important and has to be protected at all costs. But he's also the guy that, you know, loves the art of the deal. So, you know, that part of it is a little troubling for me, a little concerning for me as I'm sitting here. But the other part of it is this. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to push as far as they can. And they're not taking certain things into consideration that they really need to take into consideration. Now, that part of everything is something that's not going to occur to them. What's going to occur to them is let's try to bend and warp this as much as we can. This Constitution thing, it was written in olden times. You know, I know the Second Amendment's on the paper, but there's got to be something we can do that's within the law and, remember this part, this is very important, does not violate the spirit of the Second Amendment. So, that's what they're going to try. They're going to push. Clinton, we're going to talk about her in a little bit. What happens if she did get, you know, there's certain things that have suddenly surfaced, which makes me think she's going to be indicted. One of them is discussing what happens to her if she's indicted and found guilty. And we're going to talk about that next, just because, well, we're all going to be a little disappointed, I think, but we'll, you know, it's something to talk about. It is something to talk about. But like I said, not voting for Clinton. I'm voting for not Clinton. That's the only chance I think we have. It'll be an interesting time, to say the least, to have a non-politician in the biggest political office there is. I wonder if Trump is president, if he will continue to carry a gun. I wonder what the rules are regarding a president carrying a gun. Does anybody know? I don't know. That's something I'd like to find out. What are the rules regarding a president carrying a gun? Now, knowing him, he'd probably be like, well, I carried one before and I'm going to carry one now. But, you know, we'll see. And we'll be right back.
Americans, you're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, this past January, we talked about this. We talked about this yesterday. Talking about Facebook, this January was when they decided to ban the sale of guns and ammunition on their site. This move was the culmination of months of behind-the-scenes lobbying from gun violence prevention advocates, coupled with internal recognition at Facebook that the site is becoming a major e-commerce marketplace. The problem with the ban on selling guns is that it isn't working. There's a few reasons why. We're going to talk about them. Sales continue to flood gun enthusiast groups around the country. While some have left the site altogether and set up shop elsewhere, many have taken their sales underground via Facebook's secret group settings, which make it impossible for non-members to access the pages. We'll talk about that in just a second. So why are sales still happening? Number one, Facebook relies entirely on user reports for enforcement of its policy. Facebook doesn't actively seek out prohibited content on the site, partly because of the sheer volume of posts, millions of pieces of new content every day, and partly because the company doesn't want to be seen as Big Brother, fearing that this will cause users to leave the site. We do not have an algorithm or people that proactively monitor accounts for violating content. They have roughly 1.6 billion users on Facebook. This approach has the potential to work well from a cost perspective, but it's inefficient at best and at worst largely ineffective when groups go from private to secret, making it impossible for anyone not already part of the group to see what goes on. Another tool at its disposal that Facebook has chosen not to apply to gun sales is image recognition. Despite employing some of the leading experts in the field already, such as Yan Lee Kun, Facebook told Forbes it has no plans to use image recognition to detect suspected gun sales. While image recognition alone likely wouldn't be enough to eliminate all gun sales on the site, you'd still need humans to review flagged posts. A Canadian hacker demonstrated recently how effective it would be as a starting point. And then they show some graphics on that, which I don't even understand. But apparently the secret group is the bane. It is the bane of all things when it comes to banning. So, number two, secret groups make it impossible for outsiders to flag suspected sales. In order for Facebook to throw you off the site, somebody has to complain to you. So if you're a member of a secret group and you're partaking in, selling them some guns, nobody else can access this. And the people that would be the ones ratting you out don't know what's going on. So it's up to users to police Facebook for suspected gun sales, but with gun enthusiast groups increasingly moving underground, it's unclear if that approach can be effective. In the past, private party gun sales happened in the open on Facebook, which didn't have restrictions on firearms or ammunition. Today, the majority of sales take place in private groups that are increasingly moved to secret. Secret groups like the one led by Facebook engineering director Chuck Rossi that don't appear in search results on the site. Members must manually add new users. It does have the ability to see what happens inside all groups, but company officials said as a matter of policy, they do not search for groups or review content without being first alerted of prohibited activity. Number three, Facebook doesn't have an option for reporting gun sales. You would think that with all of the outside attention that they got from this new policy, I mean, last month, members of the advocacy group Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense in America hand-delivered thank you letters to the Facebook Menlo Park, California headquarters. There would be an easy way to report suspected gun sales. Unfortunately, there isn't. Instead, users are left to flag advertisements as harassment or as a credible threat of violence, distinctions that aren't always clear, advocates say, and make it more difficult for members of Facebook's content policy team to distinguish banned content. I really wish I would quit getting friend requests from people. I do. I'm tired of getting friend requests from people who then either turn out to be a bot that is trying to sell me a pair of Oakleys for $25 or it's some love lost woman. And I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff there's all kinds of stuff in my profile. All they've got to do is look at it. But I'll invariably get a message going, "Hi, how are you? Are you this? Are you that?" This isn't why I joined Facebook. I also didn't join Facebook to sell guns, though. Although I think, it's communication. Communication happens. Number four, gun owners have come up with ways to advertise guns in clandestine ways. The methods are as obvious as they are laughable, but in many cases they appear to be just enough to avoid detection long enough to find a potential buyer and take the conversation private. Techniques including posting a photo of a gun next to another benign object, such as a $1,000 can of soda or a $100 used bottle of ketchup. $1,000 bottle of soda. Another common trick is to simply change the name of your group, going from Guns and Ammo, for example, to Buns and Camo. And perhaps most popular of all is posting a photo of a gun up for discussion at a certain time of day. And it's understood among members of the group that the discussion actually means for sale and that 8:50 p.m. actually means the gun is $850. This is something where they post up a picture, say, "Gun listed for discussion. Look at that gun. Look at it. It's got a scope. It's got a butt stock. It's got a barrel. Let's discuss it." It has become a game of whack-a-mole, where groups are flagged for removal, shut down, and in many cases reinstated after being brought to the attention of number five, Chuck Rossi. We talked about him yesterday. Chuck Rossi has been at Facebook for the past 8 years, and he's now director of engineering. He's also the company's self-proclaimed gun guy, which invariably that's going to happen. Statistically speaking, it's just impossible to not happen. He's a certified range instructor, competitive marksman, a member of Silicon Valley's Sunnyvale Rod and Gun Club. But it's his more recent unofficial role as advocate for banned gun enthusiast groups is making trouble for Facebook by undermining, perhaps unwittingly, the company's new policy. Rossi is the established leader of the Admin Contact Group on Facebook, a secret collection of gun enthusiast page owners from around the country. Thanks to Rossi, whose stated purpose is to bring groups into compliance with the company's new rules, many of these groups have been reinstated. But sales in some of the reinstated groups have continued, while many have taken the opportunity of a second lease on the site to change settings from private to secret. The distinction is critical, considering Facebook's enforcement of its ban is entirely dependent on users' ability to report suspected violations. Facebook, which I'm beginning to believe Rossi may not be long for Facebook, but after Forbes identified his role in facilitating the reinstatement of banned gun groups, they declined to comment. Some gun violence prevention advocates have taken to Twitter and Facebook to call for Rossi to be fired. Gun enthusiasts, meanwhile, have called him a Facebook patriot. Rossi has been openly critical of the Facebook ban on gun sales for being too vague, including gun parts in addition to guns and ammunition. Facebook's written policy makes no mention of gun parts, and ensnaring gun groups that were focused on discussions rather than transactions. When he was asked if he was still working on making formal changes to the policy, Rossi told Forbes, "I'll leave that to the policy people. I'm just trying to do my work." He takes a lot of the Facebook employees to the gun range and teaches them how to shoot. He's actually trained hundreds of his colleagues how to shoot pistols, so he's spreading the word, and he's doing it at his own risk, so. Hats off to you, Chuck Rossi. And Forbes, why did you out Chuck Rossi? We're going to go to the next hour from here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the calls. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.